Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Be Unique Unscripted, because an authentic life is unscripted. Presented by Bronner House Museum, Eliza Kaler, the spiritual therapist, and Little Green Oasis. Unscripted brings you amazing guests and open mic nights every Thursday night at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an opportunity to learn more. Visit our calendar on beunique.org to see who we have scheduled to appear next. That's BUNEKE.org.
Oh, that's my cue. Hey, everybody. It's Mary Brotherton, your goofy person who can't remember to hit her mouth when the time has come. But anyway, I'm here. And this happens every time I am with Michelle Schaefer. She just brings out silly in me.
Blame me.
Well, I got to blame somebody. Jean's not here tonight. Jeez.
Well, all right, it's my fault. I know.
Where's Mr. Fuzzy?
I was too glittery.
Speaking of which, let me introduce you to our world. Michelle Schaefer was born in London, grew up in Colorado, and she travels everywhere. She goes all over the world, living in Indiana. That's where her home base is. You got to have some place for the junk mail to go to. She has a BA in writing from the University of Colorado, a master's in psychology from Regis University, and is certified as a vegan lifestyle coach and educator. And she got that piece of paper from the Main Street Vegan Academy in Harlem, New York. She is a staff writer for Be Unique. Yippee! But also has been published in Veg News Magazine, USA Today, Feminist Review, Edible Indie, and other places. She's a busy, busy girl. She writes about veganism and other social justice issues, and she has been vegetarian for over a quarter of a century and more than a decade. That's 10 years, folks, as a vegan. And if you want to know why, you should read Be Unique. I forget which issue it is, but she was actually the first vegan she ever met. And you got to read that story and find out why she became a vegan. It's powerful. She is working on a book that she's not going to talk about because, you know, writers are funny that way. And guess what, folks? Her favorite color is Mary. Oh, no, excuse me. Her favorite color is glitter. She lives with her two cats, Cookie and Mr. Fuzzy. She has a rescue cow that lives with her in her house, in her bedroom, actually stays in the bathtub in Indiana. No, wait, no, I got that wrong. That's where Mr. Fuzzy is. The cow's name is Vegan, and the cow lives at Uplands Peak Sanctuary in Indiana. And if you want to know what her favorite thing in the world is, she says it's vegan glazed donuts. I have a funny feeling it's a human being, but I'm not going to go there, you know. Welcome to the show, Michelle. I'm so happy you're here.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. That was quite an introduction. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I am so happy and excited to be here with you, my boss lady, and also the most wonderful editor any writer could ever hope to have.
Well, thank you. That makes me very happy. I actually had a writer today. I edited his work, and I sent it back to him for his, you know, we do the audio recording here at Be Unique. We ask everybody to record their stories so that you can listen to that on the podcast, too. It's great for a long drive. But I sent it back to him, and he says, I'm not sure if I should put my name on this. I thought I was a good writer until you came along. Like, now you're just a better writer.
Well, that's what a good editor does, is make a good writer a better writer.
Yeah, that's the plan. So how are you doing?
I am just so incredibly wonderful. I'm a little sleepy because of the time change. You know, it gets dark so early and I'm just so disoriented. I'm like, is it bedtime? What? We're doing a podcast? I was ready.
Are you
ready
a morning
for a
person
nap.
Or a night person?
Oh, I am a full-on nighthawk. I mean, no getting around it. I'm just saying I'm a little thrown off by the time change. So
okay.
It's not past my bedtime or anything. No, I'm just very lazy after sundown. It's fine.
You have sundowner syndrome.
I know. I swear. When I get older, anyone who's listening who loves me, you guys got to watch out for this.
Yeah, watch out for
sundown
her.
Syndrome.
It's going to be fun, folks. You think she's fun now? Wait until she gets disoriented.
Only going to get worse.
But that's okay. So, okay, I know you're dying to say it, so I'm going
to
let you get this out of the way first. What did you read today about a vegan dating website or on that website? Well, you weren't on that website. You read it in Veg News, right?
Okay, I think my boyfriend's listening, so I was definitely not on that website, just for the record.
That was my fault. Sorry, dude.
Thank you. Thank you, Mary. I'll send the therapy bill to you when that comes in.
I'm going
to
tell you what.
When I
get around you, I get giddy.
Oh. Well, thank you. That's a wonderful way to feel, isn't it? I mean, is this a bad giddy? I've never heard of a bad giddy, but I suppose there's
good
and bad versions of everything. It's a good giddy. And by the way, Mary Brotherton, I do think Mary Brotherton is or should be a color. But I definitely think that whatever color Mary Brotherton is, it's definitely infused with glitter. So there was there was no problem there.
That's
my favorite color is glitter and whatever color Mary Brotherton is emanating and radiating in any given moment.
I'm actually iridescent. I'm iridescent. I'm like a big gigantic prism. I just reflect and refract all the lights and the I'm like a big gigantic rainbow.
Yada yada yada.
Yeah, whatever. What were you reading in Veg News today that quoted a dating website?
So according to the wonderful and amazing Veg News magazine, which I highly recommend everyone.
And you were responsible for getting in your store because of activism.
Yes, that's a different story, but yes, thank you for remembering that. Yes, Veg News is now available at Fresh Thyme in Lafayette, Indiana, because I annoyed them so much they finally said, fine, if we put it on the shelf, will you shut up? And I said, yes. And I said, oh, okay, well, then we'll do that. I'll buy the magazine. In an article by Anna Starostenetskaya. Anna, I hope I did that all right. But a new poll says that 75% of American vegans are voting for Biden, or at this point have voted for Biden. This comes according to a vegan dating app, which I did not know existed, called Vegly. That's V as
I think
in
it's
Victor.
Veg Ally.
Is it?
Break it down.
This says
Ally.
Okay. You guys are going to be impressed with this, what's about to happen. I'm going to spell it according to the Army alphabet. So that's Victor Echo Golf Lima. I think is what that should be. And Yankee, Veggly. Yeah.
Oh.
The app pulled.
I thought you had an A in there.
9 of its members. No, girl.
Eventually.
You're just trying to confuse everyone with your prisms and your glitter and your.
It's okay.
You know, extraneous.
There are worse things that I've done, probably today.
Hey, should we tell people that they can call in?
Anybody who wants to call in and get involved in the madness of the Mary and Michelle show, 516-418-5651. Even if you invited me to, I couldn't bite you through the telephone. So just Give us a call, 516-418-5651. So tell me something about this cow you rescued that does not live in your bathroom.
It was just so wonderful. Okay, so I've always wanted to, I've been vegetarian, as you mentioned, for 25 years, vegan for over a decade. And for many years, I wanted to rescue a cow, just sponsor a cow, you know, like be there for the cow's needs financially. And also, there's also a letter writing campaign that goes on between me and the cow. But so at any rate,
the cow writes
I Googled.
Back.
Yes. I mean, only I can understand what he's saying, obviously, because it's to me, between the two of us. Just want to see if you're paying attention, Bear, and you are. Get points for that, sir. So I Googled rescue sanctuaries, and there was only one at the time in Indiana. Now, wonderfully, there's two. There's Uplands Peak. Hello, kitty. Do we have a guest, Mary?
Oh, he just left.
Well,
I had to put him out of the room, woke up, and decided he needed to go out. He may be back. He may not.
Well, he has the best voice of anyone here, so he's welcome back.
Oh, he's
anytime.
Adorable. He's a mouthful. I mean,
And a handful, I would imagine.
He's definitely a lapful. We have a caller.
Yes.
Let's find out who it is.
How exciting.
Hello,
caller.
Who is this brave soul?
Well, this is Michelle's partner, Ryan.
Hi, Ryan.
No,
you're
I thought I recognized that wonderful voice. Hello, Ryan, my love.
I'm
How
glad
are
to
you?
Hear your
I was
voice.
Just listening to your radio show, and yes, I was listening about the Vegely dating app, and I know you would never be on that site, but that's exciting.
Right? I mean, it's not like we would expect vegans to not vote for Biden, but it's nice to know that 75% of them did. That's pretty cool. Oh,
yeah.
this guy, Ryan here, who's on the phone, he is just so fantastic. I can't even brag about him enough to everybody. But he's my travel partner in good, not partner in crime, but partner in good. This guy's so amazing. We love to travel the world together. Last year, pretty close to this time of the year, right after Thanksgiving, as a matter of fact, we were on a plane to Berlin, Germany, and we had 10 amazing days in Berlin. He took a little side trip to Dachau, which I think you should talk about, Ryan, when you have a moment.
Okay.
But the rest of the time we were with the amazing vegan tour group, Veg Johnson Journeys, going to the most incredible vegan restaurants you can imagine, and learning so much about, you know, the history of Berlin and Germany in general. And it was just phenomenal. It was absolutely phenomenal. And I couldn't have had a better travel partner than you, sweetie pie. I love you. Is it okay to say that on
here?
Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah, Ryan, I love you.
Well,
too.
Just for the record, I want to say Michelle is the most amazing, wonderful woman I've ever met, and she's just the most fantastic partner in the world. We get along great, and when we go and bebop places, our happiness is just contagious. We make everybody happy. It's great.
Ryan,
and
I will not.
It's kind of sad
that
everything's shut down because we don't get to bebop around and do it while everything's shut down.
Well, you just have to bop B instead of bebop.
That's
Turn it
exactly
inward, baby.
What we opted to do.
Now, I don't know if you heard the first part of the show or not, Ryan, but I literally get giddy when I'm around Michelle. I mean, we were on the phone this morning, kind of doing their pre-show show.
The pre-show show.
I didn't. I didn't want to
the
hang up.
Room.
I haven't talked to her in person, other than, you know, like chat and whatnot, but in a long time. And I don't know why, because we know better, but we both are busy. But it was like that the first time I met her. It was like, can I take you home with me?
I do believe I proposed marriage to you that first night. Did I not, Mary Brotherton?
I think you did. You certainly did.
I did.
But I was already taken.
True. But you were taken.
Yeah. Otherwise,
so, alas,
Ryan would
Ryan,
have stood
that's
a chance.
Why you're. That's right. That's why you're stuck with me, Ryan, because Mary turned me down. So you might want to thank her, or
thanks,
you know,
Mary.
Have a word with
you're
her.
You're welcome.
Depending on what mood you're in.
Blame it on the Mary. Oh, but I think
Mary,
it's so much
I
more
love.
Fun. It's much more fun working with you on things with Be Unique than it was that other place.
Oh my goodness. You did a wonderful job at that other place. But I was so thrilled when you invited me to write for Be Unique. Actually, you invited me to audition to write for Be Unique, you little rascal. You were like, I see some recent writing samples, young lady. So I sent him off, and fortunately,
I was trying to make you feel like you were actually earning the job that doesn't pay you a nickel, not even a penny. Everybody at Be Unique is a volunteer, and trust me, there is no volunteer who volunteers more hours than I do, except maybe Jennifer. I want to add
yes.
that because Jennifer is my equal partner in this, and I know she does her thing and I do my thing, and together
amazing
we make Be Unique
team
with all, well, yeah, we've got so many people from all over the world working on it. It's got to be amazing.
It's such a gorgeous and amazing and uplifting magazine. It's so beautiful. Every time I get my copy in the mail, I can't believe how beautiful it is. And then, of course, online, it is a delightful interactive experience. It's just wonderful.
Yeah.
I'm thrilled to be a part of it. Yeah.
Well,
thank you.
We're delighted to have you. And, you know, Jennifer and I were interviewed today on another podcast. It was supposed to be 10 minutes long, lasted 20. We were interviewed by an 11-year-old, and she asked us, which one is your favorite Be Unique story? And I said, probably the one that I haven't read yet. And she said, how can that be? I said, because every story is so amazing, and everyone is my favorite. And Jennifer said, yes, every time we finish an issue, Mary says, this is my favorite issue ever. And I do, because I'm always looking forward. I never look back.
Well, that reminds me of my grandmother's attitude toward food. Every time you asked her, how is that, Granny? She'd say, she's from Alabama, she'd say, it's the best thing I ever put in my mouth. Every time. So every meal.
For my mother.
Every bite.
My mother.
Pass to pass.
Yep. Well, my mother was from South Carolina, born, raised, dead, died, everything, all in one place, same town. But
I see.
She used to do that about potato soup. I don't remember the last time I had potato soup. 3 weeks ago?
3 minutes ago?
She wanted it summer, spring, winter, fall. She loved her potato soup. So I want to know, I know this isn't the Ryan show, but I want to hear about Dachau.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll try not to, well, so my grandfather fought in World War II. He was actually drafted out of high school and had to finish high school after the war. And when he was over in Germany, he was a scout, and that's a pretty dangerous job because you have to scout patrol and you have to check ahead to disposition and locate the enemy. So when they came across the Dachau, he was actually one of the ones to open the front gates. And obviously, I mean, you know what you see inside. So I kind of put myself in my grandfather's shoes when, you know, being 18, 19 years old and doing that. And, you know,
tell me, wait,
I read
wait,
through
wait,
his
stop,
army
stop,
book.
Stop right there. Wait. Stop right there. Michelle, tell me
yep.
Ryan's more than 19 years old. He doesn't look it from the pictures I've seen, but I just want to make sure, because I know how old you are, honey.
Ryan is 31 years old, and I am 49. I will be 50 in January. There is an 18-plus year age difference between us.
I love her to death.
Yeah, I should. And if it's anything like the marriage I have with Curtis, I mean, he's only 15 years younger than me. It gets better. Life gets better.
We have you beat.
Yep. You always have tried to compete with me. I know.
I always have. And you won every round until this one. Ha ha. Okay, Ryan, go ahead. That was
ahead.
Really an incredible story. Yes.
It is. I want to hear more of it. I just had
Manners.
To throw that in there. I don't have
Come
any.
On.
Well, so anyways, I kind of, you know, tried to put myself in his shoes when I was there and just imagine what it would have been like for him, because everything was the way it was when he opened the gates. And reading through his army book, you know, there was 39 boxcars filled with corpses on the track and piles of bodies just laying around the place. And it's just kind of a real eerie feely to be in that same location that he was and imagine what it was like and all the horrors that he would have seen. So, I mean, he did his service and got everybody out of there that was still alive. But I tell you what, once you go and tour one of those places and see everything, and it's just a place you only want to see once. You don't ever want to go back.
Yeah, and that's not something you can ever unsee. Now, Michelle, did you not go because you had other commitments?
I did not.
Or you didn't go because you didn't want to?
I had other commitments. Actually, I booked the trip to Germany before Ryan and I ever met, because I was in Italy on another trip with Veg Johnson Journeys, by the way. And that's when I booked the trip to Germany, because I was like, oh, you're going to Berlin? Vegan Christmas markets? What? Yes, please. So then when Ryan and I met, I mean, it was pretty instantaneous. And so it was only like 4 months later, and we went on this trip, this international trip together, and it was just incredible. But I don't want to say coincidentally, but wonderfully enough, he had always wanted to go to Dachau to visit that spot, the camp that his grandfather had liberated at the end of World War II. And so he was able to do that. He sort of tagged along on the Veg Johnson Journeys trip. We had a wonderful time, but there were a couple of things that he just wasn't able to go on because the tour, of course, was a group tour and tickets were bought ahead of time and all that stuff. So since he couldn't go on a couple of things, he chose those couple of days to drive on the Autobahn. 6 hours on the Autobahn,
fun.
One way, by the way, down to Dachau. Yeah, and have that amazing experience. So he got to cross something off his bucket list. I got to cross something off my bucket list. And we both had an incredible time. So
awesome. Awesome.
It was wonderful.
So, you know, you've been asking me about getting sponsors for Be Unique.
Mm-hmm.
What about Veg Johnson Travels?
Veg Johnson Journeys, yes.
Journeys.
That's a wonderful idea. I should message her right now. I can do that.
Good. I'll just take over talking with Ryan. You can go take care of other business.
Ryan
and I have a lot to talk about.
How's it going, Mary?
It's going much better now that you're here. Jeez. You
got
lost, Michelle.
I take umbrage, madam.
Michelle's welcome anytime.
Oh, you know, I think it's so cool that you guys met that way. That is really.
Well, we met on Tinder.
We did.
You know, to be honest.
She tells that story better.
Well, tell it, baby. I want to hear it.
Well, a friend of mine got married on my birthday. She'd been sort of looking for a while. She met this wonderful man. and they got married, and I ran into her last summer at a local event, and I said, how did you two meet anyhow? And she said, we met on Tinder. Well, she, Marisol, if you're listening, yes, it's you, is kind of a jokester, a little bit of a prankster, and I could see her just telling me it was Tinder, like, just to mess with me, you know? So I didn't take her seriously because I thought it was just a hookup app. And, you know, no judgment. There's nothing wrong with that, but that's just not what I was looking for at that time. And I saw her again and asked her again. She told me the same thing. And I thought, all right, well, I guess I've tried a bunch of other dating apps. I guess I'll try Tinder. I was a little nervous, but I signed up, and Ryan was like the second person I went on a date with. And that was it. It was all over. And the first person I went on a date with was also named Ryan.
Oh, wow.
And I used to have a boyfriend named Ryan. So this Ryan is Ryan number 3. And believe me when I say third time's a charm.
Well, it sounds like he's Ryan number 1, actually.
He is Ryan number 1 in my heart. He just wasn't Ryan number 1 in the queue.
Well, yeah, he was not chronologically number 1.
Right.
You have to be particular when you're dealing with writers. So, Ryan, what do you do?
Well, I'm a manufacturing mechanical engineer for a major automotive manufacturer. I can't say which one.
It doesn't matter. You're an engineer. I think
okay.
That's so
he's
cool.
An engineer.
So do you ever find that you have to translate for him?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, we both speak English, but when it comes to explaining things, yeah, she has to do some translating and explaining.
No, I get it. I married an engineer.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
We once worked in the same for the same company, and people would actually come to me and say, Mary, I need you to come to my office because Curtis is in there talking to me. I don't know what he's saying.
Yeah, you do. You have to speak both languages. It's true.
Yep.
It's true.
I did not really think about that. I'm bilingual now. How about that?
Yeah, you're totally bilingual, for sure. And it took some getting used to on my part. I had to kind of, you know, it took a little bit of time to realize, okay, I recognize this look on his face. I think I know what's happening. I think he's processing. I had to learn about timing and communication and translation, as you say, and well worth it. More than
Ryan,
well worth the effort.
Do you have a nothing box?
A nothing box?
A nothing box.
I am not sure what you mean by that. One thing I will say about Michelle, though, is I like the way she makes me think. She's very good at doing that. But anyway,
yes,
let's get on with this nothing box.
Okay. Well,
thank you.
I actually own a nothing box, thanks to my husband, but it took as many years for him to get up the courage to give it to me. And when he did, he said, if you don't like it, please don't throw it at me. But I liked it so much, I cried. There's a video on YouTube. You can Google it later. It's called The Nothing Box. But it's basically... you know that men and women are mentally wired differently. There's no question about it. Most men have a special compartment for whatever they're doing. When you are at this manufacturing job and you're engineering, that's what you do. When you're with Michelle bebopping around, that's what you do. When you are at Michelle's and you're playing with Cookie and Mr. Fuzzy and not getting scratched, that's what you do. But now Michelle is going to be writing and she's self-editing and she's thinking about the next time she can go bebopping and she's wondering if Cookie and Mr. Fuzzy have been fed and she's wondering if you're paying attention to her and she's wondering, did she respond to you correctly? And all of a sudden her mind is going, and then the neuroses kicks in. Did I spell that word correctly? How do you pronounce V-E-G-L-L-Y? And does my boyfriend think I actually go on a dating app? All these things are going on in her mind at the same exact second. So most men have this place they go. Sometimes they sit on the couch with a remote control and they just flip through the channels and just sit there and stare at the TV. Or they might, my husband goes for a drive in his car. And sometimes that's all he does. Is he's driving, but he's also doing nothing. And I always complained that I never had a nothing box. I always said, I wish I had a nothing box. I wish I had a place I could go when the world is too much z-z-z-z-z-z. And so one year he gave me an empty cardboard box. And he said, this is your nothing box starter kit. So I said, thank you for remembering for the last 10 years that I've wanted one. And I was very impressed that he thought about that. So then I came back to him later. I said, decorate the nothing box. He goes, no, it's a nothing box. You do nothing to it. You don't do anything to it. You just leave it alone. We have another brave soul who has called in. Hang on a second. Let's go find out who it is.
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hi.
Talk a little bit. Let's see if Michelle recognizes your voice.
Hello.
Is that Lori?
I recognize that voice. That's my twin star. That's Lori Victoria Richardson. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited.
That's my mamacita. Hot dog.
That's right. Listeners, for those who don't know, Twin Star is my BFF and also the reason I know Mary Brotherton at Be Unique Magazine in the first place. So this is a reunion. I'm so excited.
Yes.
This
is exciting. Hi, Lori.
Hi, Mary. This is awesome.
It's so good to hear your voice.
You too. I have on here with me Jeff, my beau.
Hello.
Hello, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
It's so finally and nice to finally meet you. I can't believe it's, you know, live on air, but the times we're living
in,
we'll
take what we get.
So excited.
That
absolutely. Ryan, Jeff, Ryan. Jeff, Mary, Mary, Jeff. Jeff, Michelle, Jeff. Lori,
I do
know everybody, right? Mary, Ryan, and Jeff and Michelle.
Do I know Jeff and Michelle?
No. We're moving on. Jeff, Lori told me you have a very interesting. Okay. I just want to say that I, being vegan, of course, want my twin star to be vegan. And she's kind of flirted with it a little bit here and there.
A little
but
bit. I'm 99.9%.
In the past, I was saying. In the past.
Oh, of course.
And now you're like 99.9% there. And Jeff, your wonderful beau, is completely vegan. Is that correct, Jeff?
That is correct. I have been so since around
1989. So you are OG vegan. I mean, that was vegan before vegan was cool.
It was, yes. Before there was many options out there for us.
Right. You
pioneer
weren't able to
days.
Go to you what? Pioneer days. You're a pioneer vegan. Right?
Yeah,
right up there with Hippocrates and
Wait a minute. 1989. Wasn't that when Ryan was born?
Okay, Mary.
Yes, it was, Mary.
Ryan is the math guy. Leave the numerical observation.
Why was I
going to
say anything?
Hey, I just
Ryan, I'm so sorry.
Ryan,
oh, it's okay. Mary's having fun. It's her show.
I am having fun, but I'm also in awe because I know what it's like to have that connection. Age is just a number, y'all.
As they say in Dumb and Dumber 2, age is just a letter. What? I'm sorry, what?
Well, I'm going with the Dumber and Dumber joke. I said, Michelle, why don't you date someone your own age?
Gross.
Exactly.
Gross.
My ex-husband
no, it's
current wife
thing.
Asked me if I wanted him back. And I said, no, nope. I've already moved up the food chain.
Who asked you if you wanted him back?
My ex-husband's current wife.
Oh, that's kind of a funny ask. I think she was more like, take my husband, please.
Yeah,
okay,
no
return,
sorry.
This is inappropriate.
Well, yeah, we're here to talk about veganism and writing and...
And
dating younger guys. I'm sorry, can't help it.
Dating younger guys. Let's do it. I mean, we will absolutely do it. And by the way, although Jeff is not younger than Lori, Jeff, I've seen your picture. You look like a kid, and I want to say it's the veganism. Yes.
The filter, either one. I'm not sure. No.
What's that?
I mean, or the filter. But, yeah, I don't know.
Or the filter. Right. I mean, you do look a lot like a puppy in your pictures. I don't suspect you have your tongue hanging out, floppy ears at all times.
Yeah.
But you look very youthful. Like a
perfectly.
Puppy. That's right. Not a dog. Not an old dog. New tricks. Just a young pup. But, Jeff, in all seriousness, Lori tells me that someone asked you a very simple question back in 1989 when Ryan was born. and that question kind of shifted your perspective when it came to your food choices. Would you mind sharing a little bit about that story?
Yeah, that is correct. Actually, this would have been probably 1987 when the question came. I had needed to get something to eat, so I'd asked a friend to join me, and she did. She had become vegetarian or had been vegetarian for a while. But she was gracious enough to join me at McDonald's where I scarfed down a cheeseburger. And I don't know how we ended up talking about it, but I had told her a story of a coming-of-age story with my dad, where I went hunting and actually shot a squirrel, but didn't quite kill it. And well, needless to say, it was somewhat of a traumatic experience for me, and I never had any interest in that. So I shared that story with her, and then she followed that up with the question: "Well, if you don't believe in killing animals, why do you have someone else do it for you in order for you to eat your meals?" And I didn't have the answer for her. And that question just bounced around in my head for, probably close to a year. And I decided to become a vegetarian because I didn't have an answer for it. I could never think of one that made
me. Yeah.
It was really, I was motivated just by moral and philosophical obligation.
Right. It's such an interesting question, such a simple question. Well, if you wouldn't, you wouldn't go hurt these animals or kill them yourself, why would you pay someone else to do it for you? It's just such a shift in perspective and it's so obvious, but it's such a huge shift in perspective that I think it's really wonderful that your friend asked you that question. And I think it's also wonderful that you cogitated on that, took it seriously and really mulled it over. It's a lot to grok, it's just a lot to really think about. No wonder it took you a year or more, but fantastic.
It took me a little while longer to become a vegan. So I was vegetarian, and I had I was living in California. I'd moved out there, and I'd met my great aunt that I never even knew that I had. Apparently, she had been separated from the family shortly after birth because her mom had died. And I knew her sister, my grandmother, and was fortunate enough to meet her and her partner, who lived in Woodland Hills, California, just in the San Fernando Valley. And they shared a book with me called Diet for a New America.
For a New America by John Robbins. I mean, have you ever met a vegetarian or a vegan who was not profoundly affected by that book? I mean, that was my turning point also, Jeff.
I tell you, it blew my mind. I had no idea that animals were treated that way. I didn't really
Most people
understand
don't.
The health effects either of eating animal products. And,
right.
So I shortly thereafter, after reading, I don't even think I finished the book before I made the decision.
Yeah, same. It was the same for me.
The first part of it, is the first part of it the health or the animal cruelty part? I can't remember, but it was, easy decision.
It was easy decision. So similar. I love that story. Thank you so much for sharing that. I gleefully jumped in there, and I think I interrupted, didn't mean to jump over this. The name of the book we're talking about, everybody, is Diet for a New America, written by John Robbins. John Robbins, of course, was the son of the founder of the Baskin-Robbins ice cream industry.
Yep.
And so when John Robbins.
All that dairy.
So John Robbins, you know, he grew up with his family was extremely wealthy, needless to say. They had an ice cream cone shaped swimming pool in the backyard. And when John Robbins went off, you know, he worked at the Baskin Robbins, the local Baskin Robbins. He worked on the dairy farm. He did all of that growing up. It was fully expected that he was going to take over his father's business. It was his father and his uncle. And then he went off to college, and basically the man got woke. And one of the first things he did that really ticked his father off was he marched for civil rights. His dad didn't like that. But then this guy, he was so, you know, horrified to really discover the health effects of eating all this dairy and meat and so on and so forth. He and his wife literally went into the woods, built their own house, and grew their own vegetables. He completely renounced his fortune to Baskin Robbins. So, I mean, it's like, commitment, man.
That's a real commitment.
Yeah. That is.
And speaking of commitment, I've lost.
Who was
that, Jeff?
I said I ended up being poor not by choice, but that is my baby opinion.
Well, I know you're joking, but this is really fascinating. Mary, you said I wasn't going to talk about my book, but actually, I just wrote about this John Robbins Diet for New America in my book, which is basically a kind of a memoir with purpose, how I became vegan really from childhood to when it finally happened. So I'm just writing about this section. So I only recently learned that John Robbins, you know, decided to give up his Baskin Robbins fortune. He ended up making a smaller fortune for himself through his books and his work. He invested it with Bernie Madoff, and then he lost it all again.
Oh my God.
So he's been rich and then poor twice. I know. Amazing. Wow.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm that resilient. Yes, Mary. You got
to
play a commercial, don't you?
Yes, I have to play a commercial. I was supposed to do it like 30 minutes ago.
Okay, let's do it.
But it's okay.
Only once every few years does a show come along that makes you think, makes you care, makes you believe the impossible. A show featuring only the best in writing, acting, and directing. Until that show comes along, we suggest Paranoria, Texas. Thrill to the adventures of six super-powered nerds on a never-ending quest to take over the world and to complete their collection of She-Hulk comics. Paranoria, Texas, Monday nights at 8 p.m. Central on AstronetRadio.com.
Let me ask you a question. Do you prefer coffee or tea? This is a question we ask on our fun and informative millennial talk show called Coffee or Tea, No Phones Allowed. And why do I know? Because I'm Anna. I'm one of the co-hosts. It's a great time. It's a professionally edited weekly series that's free to watch on BeUnique's YouTube channel. That's BUNEKE. Be Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode and leave us a comment with your topic or guest recommendations. We love hearing from you.
Okay, I got that out of the way. I'm back. I am here. My name is Mary. If you've forgotten, shame on you. But I'm here with Veggie Shell, Michelle Schaefer, and Ryan, who has no name, but he's an engineer. And Jeff, who has, I'm not no name, no last name. Jeff, who has no last name. And I don't know other than he's a vegan. And Lori Richardson, who's like just the heart of my heart. I love her.
Her too.
I miss you guys. I miss the days when the three of us were together in Florida. But
so
that's
this
okay.
Is fun. Right now, Mary is in Florida. Ryan and I are in Indiana. And Lori and Jeff are in North Carolina. So this is a very nationally syndicated show right now. Not syndicated yet, but it's going to happen. It's going to happen.
It doesn't matter. We've heard in 49 different countries, so I'm content with that and counting.
That's pretty amazing. That's so cool.
Yeah, we're not even a year old. This show is not a year old yet.
I know. Awesome. This is like this little bitty baby. Don't you love it? It's got that new baby show smell.
It does. It does. It's got, you know, baby powder dripping off of it and all this stuff.
Mary, I have to take a second to just worship the fact that this has been your dream for as long as I've known you, and I am so happy for you.
Thank you. I accept this award on behalf of myself.
Awesome.
You were talking earlier about how you and Ryan crossed things off your bucket list. I've never had a bucket list, and I'm not sure why. I think it's because I tend to achieve things before I have a minute to write them down. I've always wanted to do this, but I never thought about it consciously and said, oh, this is part of my bucket list. I guess next thing is
going to... I don't
officially
have a bucket list either. No,
yeah.
No, you don't have to have a bucket list. I just remember watching all those Rick Steves videos. You know, when he would travel through Europe, and he was always going to these charming little Christmas markets. And I thought, well, that doesn't do me any good. It's so charming. I love the, you know, the thought of walking around all bundled up with lights going and music and a gathering and like sipping hot apple cider and shopping for these cute little homemade crafts in Germany somewhere at Christmas time. But, you know, I'm vegan, so there's nothing for me there. Well, that's when Veg Johnson Journeys came to the rescue. And fortunately, Ryan joined me. And it's actually pretty cool. Ryan, when we met, was not only was the man not vegan. He was keto, which is like the anti-vegan diet, I think. It was like all animals all the time. But I just kept shoving delicious vegan food in this pie hole, and he kept liking it. And then Ryan, you want to talk about like what Berlin was for you in terms of your vegan journey?
Well, you know, my veganversary is coming up, but
yeah.
So Michelle had recommended a bunch of books for me to read, and I did, and obviously, it's really good for your health, and I decided, well, let's try it, because keto, it helps you lose a lot of weight, but it's not the healthiest diet on earth for you. So I totally flipped it 180 degrees overnight and went to Germany with Michelle, and I've been vegan ever since, and it was fantastic in Germany, because you could walk down any block, and there's a vegan restaurant down any street you go down. It's great.
Yeah,
nice.
So that was your, like, that's what set off your veganism, was that trip to Berlin. By the way, I got to talk about this guy just a little bit more, because when he said I recommended a bunch of books for him to read, I recommended, like, a stack full. And he learns through audiobooks, so he listened to the audiobooks, but he listened to them all. He listened to Why We Love Dogs, Eat Pigs, and Wear Cows by Dr. Melanie Joy. He listened to The World Peace Diet by Dr. Will Tuttle. I think, what else did I have you listen to, Ryan?
Mad Cowboy
by Howard Lyman.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and he did all this because he asked me, he was like, Michelle, I want to get to know you better. Are there any books I can read to help me understand why you're so passionate about veganism? Oh my gosh, just the fact that he asked that question, right? Are you kidding
me?
Yes. Forget it. What a difference.
And
what
also,
age?
I would like to bring up that Michelle, and this is due to my wonderful Aunt Colleen in North Carolina as well. Michelle has actually never seen me eat meat because even when I was growing up, whenever my aunt would come to visit, they were all vegetarian and my aunt's vegan. And when they came to visit, we were respectful and respected her diet. So when I met Michelle and knew she was vegan, I applied the same rules. And I always ate vegan with her no matter what. I was not going to do anything else besides that.
That's true. That was very respectful. Thank you. And thank you, Aunt Colleen. You're in North Carolina too, Aunt Colleen. I know you won't hear this until much, much later, but thank you very much.
But that is a sign of respect, and that's good.
If you hear us, I sense a trip coming on for Ryan himself to come down.
What's that? We're coming down?
What's so funny?
Can't wait to meet you, Lori.
What did you say?
I know somebody who runs a couple of Airbnbs.
That's so true. I love to stay in this particular little Airbnb in Asheville, North Carolina. It's cute as a button and clean, and also it comes with kitties.
Kitties? You can't go wrong with cats.
You cannot go wrong with a purple kitty cat.
I have to ask Jeff.
They're very complimentary. Yes,
Jeff, are you a North Carolina native?
Can't you tell by my accent?
Yeah.
That's why I asked. I just wanted to verify.
Yes, I am.
Mary, I know that you can't help but too.
Well, I have my husband has family in Hendersonville, and there's a difference in Western North Carolina and Eastern North Carolina.
There is. That I was halfway
you got
in
that,
between. And
you got a little bit of hillbilly blood in you, a little bit of coastline.
Yeah, kind of in between. It's more of a Piedmont accent. Yeah,
oh, is that what you call
here.
It?
Yeah,
yeah,
a little more like mouthful down on the coast.
Well, see, y'all got to understand something. I lived most of my life in South Carolina, and so I talk like this when I'm around my family, but I don't talk like this when I'm around real people.
So where in South Carolina was that?
Walterboro.
I don't even know. Where's it near? What larger city?
Nobody knows where Walterboro is. If you travel I-95, it's exit 53. Everybody knows that stop. But it's between Charleston and Savannah.
Right. Okay.
Or as my brother would say, Savannah.
I can tell y'all right now, if my granny from Alabama was here, she'd pronounce it Walterboro.
No.
Not
Waterboro. Waterboro.
But she was from Alabama, you see, and Lori is from Alabama also. She understands
me.
No,
I'm from Atlanta. Oh, I am.
Well, Georgia.
You are.
you be half Alabama. It's true. It's true, darling.
One of our board members is from Georgia. I forget where. I used to know. One of the smaller towns, and she still has a very heavy Georgian accent, and everybody is darling to her. It's just so much fun to talk with her.
Yeah, we got a lot of that around here, honey and sugar and sweetheart and all the if you're a white woman between the age of 40 and 90, That's what you're going to say around here.
Well, those are we call that women of a certain age.
Yeah.
Hey, women of a certain age are women of a certain quality. All right.
Exactly.
Tell you that much. Mary, we started this program talking about my favorite thing in the world that's not humans and animals, and that is vegan donuts. And I know we're getting ready to leave, and this is a complete non sequitur, but this just popped up on my computer screen, and I have to tell the whole world about Southern Roots Vegan Bakery. Speaking of Atlanta, I think they're from Georgia. Southern Roots Vegan Bakery, you can order online, and they just sent me the most amazing care package and it included vegan donuts, and they were so good.
Oh.
I know that's your favorite. I know it. Oh, it's wonderful. And vegan cupcakes are pretty awesome too.
I didn't get any vegan cupcakes in this particular care package, but you know how I feel about cupcakes, Twin Star. Oh,
absolutely.
My goodness. But these vegan donuts.
We have a little. We have a little cupcake baker right down the road from us. And I just
vegan?
Go right into her. Yeah. Well, most
vegan?
Are not, but she does have vegan cupcakes. And that's where
right.
I go.
Just had to make sure somewhere vegan.
When I walk in the door. She says, just got a fresh batch of vegan cupcakes for you right over here.
Nice.
That's very nice.
That's a red carpet.
Well, we'll have to go to Vortex Donuts when you come visit. Vortex has
yes,
great vegan donuts.
Great vegan donuts at Vortex. Love the Vortex vegan donuts. Jeff, I loved your pun. Roll out the red velvet carpet. If you didn't say it, I did. It's fine. Yes.
Go.
Yay, vegan donuts. Vegan donuts all around. I talk about these vegan donuts and Coconut Cloud and the amazing artist Choice Bison and Sweet Vegan Chocolates and Veg News in the upcoming issue of Be Unique magazine, the Vegan Holiday 2020 Shopping Guide by yours truly, Michelle Schaefer, a.k.a. Veggie Shell. I am very excited about this. And we're going to have even more suggestions online. And this all drops on December 1st, 2020, does it not, Boss Lady Mary Brotherton of BeUnique.org?
Yes, it does.
I'm batting my eyes. You can't see me, but I am.
I can hear them fluttering. But you know what I like about this year's 2020 Vegan Wrap-Up and Gift Shopping Guide is the discount coupons.
Yeah, these companies were so amazing. You guys, you have to go to BeUnique.org and read the issue that's going to drop on December 1st, 2020, Michelle Schaefer's Vegan Holiday 2020 Shopping Guide, because we have discount codes for you. You go shopping online at any of these places I mentioned. You type in the code we mentioned, which is Be Unique or Veggie Shell, and you will get 10% off whatever you order from December 1st, 2020 to January 6th, 2021. So thank you, thank you, thank you to all the wonderful companies that participated in that. Southern Roots Vegan Bakery with the delicious vegan donuts being one of them.
Ryan, I think you've got some competition. You better learn about vegan donuts.
He's gotta step up his game. No, I'm kidding. This guy makes. Okay. In closing, I just have to say, I've been vegetarian 25 years, vegan for over a decade. This guy comes along, 30 years old. You know, has never cooked a vegan meal in his entire life, and he's like, "Well, let me just play around with some things because I really want to cook you dinner," and he just knocks it out of the park. Every time, vegan lasagna, vegan mac and cheese, vegan stir fry, whatever it is, whatever you can name, he can make it vegan and he can make it to where you're like, you need to quit being an engineer and just start being a chef, a vegan chef. Because
Wow. That
good.
Wow.
So I'm so spoiled, but I'm also so mad and jealous. I love you, honey.
Why are you mad and jealous?
Because I can't cook like that, and I've been at this for
you know, just about as long as he's been alive.
the way she put it to me is that she assembles delicious food, which she does.
Thank you, dear.
I do
delicious vegan food. I assemble it.
I can throw together a really good salad. You ask anybody.
That is
impressive. We joke. Is that impressive? That is impressive. We joke that everything we eat is a salad because, of course, the number one question vegans get, other than where do you get your protein, is just the more generic, what do you eat? And I'm like, what do you eat? Because we eat that, but vegan, you know. What do you like to eat? Double bacon cheeseburgers? We have that. We have a vegan double bacon cheeseburger, and it's amazing. So that's what we eat. Am I right?
Yeah.
Double vegans? Yeah.
You're right.
Absolutely.
Now, my biggest problem is I have a very strong reaction to a lot of legumes and a lot of grains. So I eat salads. And that's fine. I don't care. Because I can make a different salad every single day of the week.
That's true.
And
my friend, are a salad spinner.
I am. I am.
Salad. No, that's wonderful. Yeah. It couldn't be healthier than that. That's amazing.
Nothing wrong with raw food. Raw food is good
for
you.
Absolutely not. Very good
soup.
For
you. Soup is good.
I have to mention Jeff's amazing green drink that he makes.
You told me about this green drink.
That's all you need, really. It's got everything in it.
It does.
What's in it?
She brags about your green drink, Jeff. She talks about your green drink. I've heard, so I'm so sick of hearing about Noah. I want to know what's in it.
No, I want to hear about it. What's in it?
About 30 ingredients.
Yeah, it can.
My kind of smoothie.
Depends. You know, like in the summer or at times when the garden is full of things, which is most of the time because I even pick weeds and stuff like that to throw in there. But sometimes I go foraging for a while before I do it. And other times I just, you know, I have some kale in the fridge and that's usually the foundation of it. But, so kale and some water, coconut oil, usually peanut butter. Let's see. Flaxseed, hemp seed, chia, turmeric.
Wow.
Cacao, black pepper, cinnamon. Usually throw some nutritional yeast in there to get some B vitamins.
Nooch.
Let's see. Yeah, cayenne, cinnamon, moringa. Usually, if I have that most of the time. Every now and then, I run out of it. And then sometimes, you know, I'll throw some other things in there too. A chunk of beet or carrot or something out of the garden or
dandelion. That's T is in tango, everybody. T is in tango. Not F as in foxtrot. That's beet, T as in tango. Go ahead,
yeah,
Jeff.
Exactly. No beets in this one. So it is, you know, I put a lot of cacao and it ends up being kind of a spicy, chocolatey. Yeah, usually you can kind of taste some of the peanut butter. I mean, I throw all kinds of stuff in there. I mean, just like flower heads of fennel and holy basil and rosemary.
Wow.
Rosemary,
oh, it's beautiful.
And
it smells so good.
Yeah.
I can smell it and taste it. And I feel more energetic just having heard the ingredients list. And I know it varies, but that sounds amazing.
I'm telling you.
What Ryan
so
and I
refreshing.
Do is, I believe you. We eat vegan pizzas and vegan enchiladas and vegan lasagna, and then we say, that was a delicious salad, wasn't it, babe?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Yeah, I was at a street festival one time. This was a while back, just way, way back, probably 5 years ago. And
way, way back.
Yeah, to me that was a long time ago. Yesterday was a long time ago some days. But I was still not where I am today. I was still exploring and trying to figure out my way with the vegan part of life. And it was actually a dog event. And so every vendor there was vegan, but I didn't realize that. And so I walk up to this little pizza place. And so I asked the guy, I said, can I get one of your pizzas, but without the cheese? Because I don't do dairy. And he goes, why do you not want the cheese? I said, well, because I don't do dairy. He says, but this is vegan pizza. Everything on it is non-dairy, non-meat. I'm like, well, then load me up, son.
Yeah. There you go.
It was so good. It was so good.
And we're so lucky. We're so lucky.
Yeah, we are.
To be vegan right now. Yeah. By the way, whole foods plant-based vegan is still the healthiest way to go, but you don't have to be a whole foods plant-based vegan to be vegan. You can be a pizza, double bacon, cheeseburger eating vegan all day long, just for the record. Just saying.
I mean, for crying out loud, when Burger King sells the Impossible Whopper, there's no reason, even if you only want fast food, you can get it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And Subway
Mary
has...
Brotherton of BeUnique.org magazine, and Lori and Jeff and Ryan, it's like 10:06 p.m. I think we need to wrap up this beautiful vegan podcast with a little vegan bow, like an edible vegan bow, and just like tie it up and serve it up to the public.
I am not going to argue with you, but I told you I was going to set the show to run long just in case. I've had a great time.
Me too.
Ryan, you have been an absolute gem letting me take jabs at you.
You're
good
fine.
Support. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Mary.
I haven't had my 31-year-old around for a long time. He's aged out of that.
Oh, that's okay. I'm better with age.
Curtis, yeah, you're right. He's aged out of being my, cradle robber thing. But it's okay. I don't know how he got older and I haven't aged a bit. How
I know,
that
right?
Happen?
That's what's going to happen between Ryan and myself. I already know.
It blows my mind. The minute that Curtis turned 50, he's like, oh, God, I'm so old. I'm like, dude, I'm still older than you. I was driving the day you were born. Stop it. Don't give me that stuff, I don't want to hear it. Don't tell me I'm old and life is falling apart and I can't stay up past a certain hour because I'm too old to do it anymore. No, you're not. But, my kids, when they oh, my God. My kids are older than you, Ryan. That's so weird. I love it. I love it. Now they
that's
both,
okay.
Ryan, both of them.
Ryan's my old man. He calls me his young hottie, don't you, babe?
Yes, yes. She's my young hottie, and I'm her old man.
That's perfect.
Ryan's
an old
soul.
Yep.
He's an old soul, and I'm just a
you were just
very
born yesterday.
Soul.
Yes, you are.
Well, I act like it, so that's got to be good for something. Tell him.
Yeah, when
tell
my
about
when youngest
ran
kid
circles around the park. And he sat on the bench. Go ahead, what, Mary? Sorry.
Oh.
It's okay. It's all right. Yeah. No, I'm
Hey, that doesn't happen anymore. That was in the beginning when before I went completely vegan.
And you got your
true.
Energy burst back.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
My youngest
I mean,
sit on the park bench.
I got winded really
I
easy.
He got winded really easily, and now that he's vegan, that doesn't happen anymore.
Meet what you get to
Lori, Twin Star, thank you for calling in. Jeff, thank you so much for sharing your amazing story. And Mary, thank you so much for having me on your show.
Oh, I've loved this.
Loved it.
I don't want to say goodbye, but I will. And we just got to do it again. All of us.
We got to do it
Bring
again.
The whole thing back.
Absolutely.
Right now I'm booked through July.
Oh my goodness. Sweet. I'm very glad we had tonight. This was a treasure.
This was fun. This was delightful. And by July, who knows what could happen.
Really?
By July, you might have your book out.
Oh, my goodness. I might. I might.
You think?
I'm getting closer. Getting closer, everybody.
Oh, I can't wait.
I can't wait either. Thank you. Guys are so supportive and wonderful. I will try not to disappoint.
You won't. So you can't.
Excited. You're the best writer. It's going to be so wonderful. I can't wait.
You are so kind.
Excuse
Thank
me. She's not
so
the
much.
Best writer. She's an okay writer.
Thank you, editor.
She's the best writer. My boss talking to
no,
me.
No, you're a delightful writer. And because
well,
what I love about your writing
two
is
amazing writers, so.
You Thank write you. Like you talk. And
Not
that's
bad,
rare.
Huh? Okay.
That's good. That to me, that's a good
moment.
Thing because it sounds authentic and it's real.
Mm-hmm.
Just
it's
gotta
all
work
me.
On.
It's all me,
gotta
man.
Work on all those exclamation points, and we'll be fine.
No, I like my exclamation points! Exclamation point! Don't make
I know,
punctuation!
I know.
Exclamation
I,
point! And Tara Bang.
But they're not kitty whiskers, so. Moderation.
All right. Good point.
Oh, I love y'all.
Oh, this was so much fun. Lori, I am so glad you joined us. Jeff, it was a delight to meet you. Don't have a clue when we're going back to Hendersonville, but it would be nice to meet up with you guys because you're like
Please
in Asheville.
Let
or...
us know.
Are you still in Asheville?
Yes.
Okay, that's not far away.
Not at all.
Go vegan, everybody. Go vegan. Go vegan.
Yes.
Go vegan. Go vegan.
All right. I've got to say goodnight.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, thank you for enlightening my night. It's like having a light bulb shine over my head. I love it.
Thank you for listening this evening. We're happy you chose to spend this time with us, and we hope you learned as much as we did.
Every Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
And if you'd like us to invite you or someone you know to speak right here, just go to beunique.org and contact us there.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around the fact that our newly branded podcast has so many global listeners and that our website and magazine receive thousands of visitors each month. Let's put your brand in front of all those people. Mary can share the demographics with you. Contact her through the website. That's BUNEKE.org.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Good night, everybody. I love all y'all. Thank you.
I love y'all.
Good night.
Yep. Good night.